Hello, Nerdy Legion. You are listening to Comic Talk Today. I am Dustin, bringing you the Comic Talk headlines for June 2nd, 2020. Only comic headlines, so this is probably going to be quick. First things first, right out the gate, before we get into any news in any particular section, we're going to talk a little bit about something slightly more meta, that is Comic-Con. We have a little bit of Comic-Con news, not the one con to rule them all. We're not going to be talking about that Comic-Con. We're going to be talking about Denver Comic-Con, or as it's said now, because they don't want to get sued, Pop Culture Con. Denver Pop Culture Con has just officially been canceled. I got the official statement the same day they made it out to the public. Because of COVID-19, because of all of the quarantine stuff and the fact that they're building all these extra hospitals, these makeshift hospitals, that happened inside of the Denver Convention Center. So or the Colorado Convention Center, I think is technically what it's called, but it's in Denver, whatever. So because of that, that is initially what pushed things back for the convention, was the fact that that had to exist at all. And then Governor Polis just extended the existence of that extra hospital, the beds and all that, for until December. So because it is going to be occupied by hospital staff and overflow for Denver area COVID patients, they cannot do Denver Pop Culture Con for 2020. They will be returning May of 2021. I believe it's the 14th through the 16th, which is a little bit easier on my schedule, but we'll see about that when the time comes. That being said, that is our Comic-Con update, at least for this episode. Hopefully more cons do not follow suit. So let's talk TV streaming. We actually only have one piece to talk about in TV streaming. I don't understand how these waves work in the entertainment industry. Why at the beginning of one week we'll have a million freaking, like, I'll have 5 pages worth of notes, and then at the end of that same week, nothing. So, and that's not exactly what happened here, but it's close. So the one piece that we're talking about in TV streaming is Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai, which is kind of the one series on YouTube Premium, I guess is technically where it lives, the one series on YouTube Premium that got anyone to subscribe to YouTube Premium. Now there's a couple other ones that kind of come up on the radar every now and then, but by and large, it's still Cobra Kai. And now Cobra Kai is leaving YouTube. No, I couldn't find definitively if seasons 1 and 2 were going to be leaving and going to the new platform, or if they were going to pick up on season 3 on the new platform. That looked like it was still kind of being figured out, but for certain, Cobra Kai is leaving YouTube Premium and going somewhere. Sony owns the rights to the series and are apparently optioning it out to the highest bidder. Right now, the two streamers that are the most interested in Cobra Kai are Netflix and Hulu. So, I mean, it kind of makes a little bit more sense on Hulu because Disney owns it, and I feel like Karate Kid's a great family movie, so yeah, but I don't know. Whoever's got the most money, and Disney kind of prints the stuff, is probably the one that's going to get Cobra Kai. But as we get more updates on this, we will definitely be following up. That's all we got for TV streaming. Now we're going to move over to movies, and it's not much bigger. First off, in movies, we got J.K. Simmons was quoted recently in an interview saying that he has signed a contract that leaves open the option for Sony to use him in future Spider-Man movies, for multiple future Spider-Man movies. So he was very certain to clarify that it is not for sure that he is going to be in multiple future Spider-Man movies, but they do have him under contract if they decide to go in a direction that uses J. Jonah Jameson. He is J. Jonah Jameson in the MCU now, officially, as we got in the Stinger scene on the last Spider-Man movie. That is 100% canon going forward. It's just we're not 100% sure they're going to be going forward with J. Jonah Jameson in the stories at all. Though, it kind of freaking makes sense. And who's a better J. Jonah Jameson than J.K. Simmons? no one. And then the only other piece we have in the movies section has to do with the UK. So it's another meta thing that's, again, COVID related. So we have the UK Parliament just passed a new bill that is aimed at opening production back up in the United Kingdom. Which means, just like with New Zealand and all of the other updates that we got recently, that they're trying to kickstart their economy again. But very, very good news specifically for the likes of the Batman movie, the new Fantastic Beasts sequel, as well as the live-action Little Mermaid. All of these productions are taking place in the UK somewhere, and so the fact that they can now go back to work is awesome. Whether or not they will go back to work definitely still remains to be seen. So when production begins on anything, you know we're going to do the update right here on the show. So stay tuned for all of that. But that's movies for this episode. Now we are into the rumor mill. And rumor mill is easily the biggest section because rumors are easy to just perpetuate, right? So first off, we have an update on the Deadpool rumors, all of the rumors that surround this movie, the most recent of which is that we are not going to get a proper Deadpool 3 ever. It sounds like, according to this rumor, it sounds like Kevin Feige has changed his mind on the existence of an R-rated Deadpool, because partially at least because Iger has stepped down and is no longer the champion for such a thing. Though that's not to say we're not going to get a Deadpool movie ever. It's just from now on, it'll still very likely be Ryan Reynolds. No one is saying otherwise as far as the actor playing Deadpool, but it's going to be neutered, meaning it's going to be PG-13, which is a double-edged sword because that really sucks, because who wants a neutered Deadpool? But then also it's kind of cool because then that opens up the door for Deadpool Spider-Man team up, Deadpool Avengers team up, Deadpool X-Men team up, because if they can do that like they do in the comics, because that is some of the best Deadpool stuff, is when he's trying to join the X-Men and they won't let him. We possibly are going to be seeing Deadpool in a PG-13 manner. And also, there's another rumor attached to this saying not only will we be seeing a PG-13 movie, but we are also going to be reintroduced to the character in this new PG-13 fashion in Doctor Strange 2, or the Multiverse of Madness. I just didn't want to say the whole title, and then I end up doing it anyway. So whatever. We're moving on. We're talking still about Disney. This time it's a little bit more meta, as it's about the entirety of the Disney Plus MCU. This could have potentially gone in the news section, in the TV streaming section, but I couldn't get it confirmed through Disney. The only confirmations was from unofficial sources. So it sounds like we are going to be seeing all of the Disney Plus shows that are scheduled. They are going to come out, even though none of them are technically finished. We will be getting partial seasons of everything. WandaVision, Loki, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, so on and so forth, etc., etc. It sounds like Falcon and the Winter Soldier was the closest to being done, but we still aren't going to see the entire episode because they have no new content for their platform. They're trying to get as much new content out there without having to go back into production for anything. Though, if this is to be believed, then the other half of the rumor says that 2022 will be when we see the second half of these seasons, which also doesn't really line up, because then we're skipping for at least one or two of them. We'll be skipping basically a whole year worth of content, unless there's I don't know. It just sounds a little off. And speaking of the Disney Plus MCU, we have a little bit of an update for WandaVision. Now, this part of this is news, and then the other part of this is rumor, but they're so closely tied, I put it all in the rumor section. So, Evan Peters, that's right, Quicksilver himself, is coming to the MCU, but not as Quicksilver, because if you remember, the Quicksilver in the MCU, who is not a mutant, don't get him confused, that version of Quicksilver is dead. This version of Quicksilver doesn't technically exist anymore. So what is Evan Peters going to do? Well, the rumor part of this says that he's going to be playing Mephisto. And that kind of potentially makes a lot of sense because WandaVision is leading into Doctor Strange 2, and Mephisto is a Doctor Strange villain character thing. So, yeah, very, very likely, though, again, not from the most strong of sources, but a lot of fun to talk about because that's what rumors are. So now we're moving on to the last piece of rumors, and this rumor is another one about Henry Cavill playing Superman. There's, again, this is all but a done deal, and what seems to be what still needs to be decided. And according to this rumor, if you remember, J.J. Abrams has been tasked with the Green Lantern movie and the series and also a new Superman movie. Again, if you want to believe the rumors that we've been covering as things have been progressing over at Warner Brothers. So this new rumor is saying that J.J. Abrams, who once was saying he was going to cast a younger version of Superman in order to coincide with Robert Pattinson playing Batman, that way they would be closer in age like they are in the comic books, which would make sense. Now the rumors are saying that Abrams is either changing his mind or being forced by AT&T, again, depending on which source you want to believe, he is going to be using Henry Cavill as Superman in his redo movie, in his reboot movie, which then wouldn't technically be a reboot, and it just kind of muddies the water a little bit, but it's still kind of awesome at the same time, though Man of Steel 1 wasn't exactly awesome. So I don't know. It's just a weird kind of muddy thing. If it happens, then hopefully we can see a better version of the Big Blue Boy Scout. But I don't know. I'm so on the fence on so many elements of Henry Cavill as Superman. Like, he definitely looks the part. He's just not been given a whole lot to work with as far as script goes. And then the movies that he's been in as Superman have been very mediocre, to be generous. So, I don't know. There's just a whole lot of mixed feelings on this one. So, I'm passing it off to you guys. What do you think about Henry Cavill coming back as Superman? And also, do you think if he does, because again, it's not 100% happening, if he does, should he be the Superman in the DCEU, or should they go with a younger Superman and have all of the Superman with Henry Cavill be kind of Elseworlds stuff? Let's have that conversation in whatever manner in which you have to get it to me, depending on how you're listening or watching this episode. But that's where we're going to end the rumor mill, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into the news with me for the full news show, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, and also partake in the nerdy awesomeness that is my channel, again, over on YouTube. So thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.